From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Richard Moody is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Columbia County Board of Supervisors will hold a public hearing August 8th on Columbia Green Community College's proposed 2018-19 operating budget, which totals $17.1 million. Following the public hearing, a resolution to approve the spending plan will be considered by the full board. Columbia and Greene counties each pay a share of the college's operating cost, and those costs have increased for the coming academic year due to a deadline in enrollment. The proposed spending plan includes a 3% tuition increase. Columbia County's sponsor share for the coming year would be $3.3 million. Greene County's sponsor share would be $3.1 million. Columbia Green President James Champion said the college is facing demographic challenges because of rapidly declining high school populations in both counties and statewide, a low unemployment rate, and an aging local population. Decreased state aid is a factor and the increase of sponsor shares, Champion said. Columbia County Comptroller Ron Campanura said, and I quote, "The college does not hike tuition much for the kids. They are pretty consistent about that. And with state aid decreasing, the counties need to cover those gaps in funding," end quote. The supervisors will hold their public hearing on the college budget 7:30 p.m. Wednesday, August 8th at 401 State Street in Hudson. The Greene County Legislature will hold its public hearing on the spending plan 6:25 p.m. Wednesday, August 15th at the Greene County Office Building, 411 Main Street in Catskill. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Mid-Hudson News Network is reporting the city of Newburgh has taken legal action over its contaminated water supply. A lawsuit was filed in the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of New York August 6. Among the defendants are the owners and or operators of Stewart Air National Guard Base and New York Stewart International Airport, and the manufacturers and sellers of per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances, or PFAS, which were once used in firefighting foam used at the base. The state of New York and the U.S. Air Force are also listed as defendants. The suit seeks to force the defendants to clean up the contamination of the city watershed and to pay for the city's clean water until the cleanup is completed. The city is asking the defendants to assist in the development of a comprehensive watershed management program and to reimburse the city for costs it incurred from the contamination as well. Newburgh is also asking the court to award it punitive damages against the manufacturers. More than 2 years ago, the city shut down its main water source and has been drawing water from the Catskill Aqueduct. In August 2016, the State Department of Environmental Conservation declared Stewart Air National Guard Base a state Superfund site after finding the U.S. Department of Defense, and I quote, "potentially responsible," end quote, for contaminating Newburgh's water supply. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Richard Moody is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The State Department of Transportation is detouring trucks through the city of Hudson, but failed to notify local officials. The detour would reroute trucks headed north on Route 9G to the Rip Van Winkle Bridge through an extended turnaround to avoid the construction zone on the approach to the bridge. Construction of a roundabout as part of the state's $14.6 million Skywalk Trail project linking the Olana and Thomas Cole historic sites is about to begin and is expected to continue into December. Local officials expressed surprise and anger August 7th, saying they received no notice that the state planned to detour trucks through the city, which already has two busy state truck routes. The route chosen by the DOT would send trucks on 3rd Street to Columbia and from Columbia to Park Street. At the intersection of Park and Warren, trucks would then turn left, continue up to Worth Avenue, and then turn right. The trucks would then make their way back out to Route 23 and head north to the bridge. Hudson Public Works Superintendent Rob Perry said the detour is about 9 miles long. Perry said, and I quote, "We received no official communications from DOT about this. DOT has not reached out to us at all about its plans for this project," end quote. The city found out about the planned detour after the DOT posted signs redirecting drivers through Hudson. Assemblymember Dee Dee Barrett set up a meeting between her office, Hudson Mayor Rick Rector, Perry, and representatives from the State Department of Transportation after the unannounced placement of the signs. Following the meeting on August 7th, the department committed to work on a new detour route. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. David Lombardo is reporting for Capital Confidential. The New York League of Conservation Voters 2018 State Environmental Scorecard is out, and overall, Democrats in the state legislature received higher marks than Republicans, and 88 state lawmakers scored below 70%. Albany Democrats Neil Breslin and Patricia Fahey received perfect scores from the State Environmental Organization. The review grades state legislators for their votes on environmental and public health issues cast during the past 2 years. Breslin, the only Democrat among the senators in the Capital Region, scored far higher than his Republican colleagues, who all received failing grades from the League. Senator Kathy Marchione scored a 61%, Senator George Amador at 57%. Both senators were brought down drastically by their 2018 votes. In the Assembly, Democrat D.D. Barrett received an 85%, while GOP newcomer Chris Teague scored 50% for his votes this year. A link to the League's 2018 scorecard can be found on the WGXE Newsroom page. Read the full story at Capital Confidential. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXE website, WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.